Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring six Motown songs that barely missed top 40 status in the United States Billboard pop charts. This half hour, we'll hear from the Marvelettes, the Temptations, the Commodores, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Rustic, and the Supremes. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature Motown songs that just missed top 40 status.
Just staying alive, 'cause in the ghetto, Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Sail on down the line, about a half a mile or so, and I don't really want to know where you're going. Maybe once or twice you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going. Say, Lord, I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Guess I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay. I guess I'll move along. Sail on down the line, ain't it funny how the time can go on? Friends say they told me so, but it doesn't matter. It was plain to see that a small town boy like me just wasn't your cup of tea. I was wishful thinking. Gave you my heart and I tried to make you happy, and you gave me nothing in return. You know it ain't so hard to say, but would you please just go away? I've thrown away the blue.
Motown memory from the Commodores, Sail On, and they reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1979. Before that, The Temptations with Masterpiece, number 7 from 1973. And we started with The Marvelettes and Here I Am Baby, number 44 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1968. And that song was written by Smokey Robinson. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring 6 Motown songs that just missed top 40 status in the United States Billboard Pop Charts. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from one of those songs. Here comes the second with Marvin Gaye and How Can I Forget, right here on Motown Memories. Well, How Can I Forget was produced by Norman Whitfield, and it was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, who had a hit called Money way back in 1960. It only reached number 41 in the pop charts, but a somewhat respectable number 18 in the rhythm and blues charts. It was the A side of the 45, the B side charted, and the B side was Gonna Give Her All the Love I Got. That song hit number 67 on the pop charts and number 26 in the rhythm and blues charts. Well, at the time, radio stations were split on which side was stronger, hence neither side charted very high. Well, Marvin's solo success, combined with Tammy Terrell's illness at the time, intensified his rebel spirit. He was quoted as saying, quote, "I hated being on stage, and I told myself I'd never go on stage again. I was only performing for the money anyway, and with I heard through the grapevine, that was no longer necessary." Well, Berry Gordy was off on his Diana trip, and his head was in Hollywood, and we were all supposed to follow him like little puppy dogs. Not me. I was cool in Detroit. I stayed out and wasn't about to move until I got damn well ready. Well, here is Marvin Gaye, and How Can I Forget, right here on Motown.
Oh, you ask me to forget about you. Go out and find someone new, but that won't be easy, you see, after all the things you've done for me. Oh, my man, I ain't too proud to say. With you, I stand tall and strong, but without you, girl, I'm nothing at all. How can I forget you?
Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, My Mistake Was to Love You, and they reached number 19 United States Billboard charts from 1974. Both Diana and Marvin separately recorded their tracks, and they were put together to form that song. Before that, Stevie Wonder and I'm Wondering, that reached number 12 from 1967. And we started with Marvin Gaye and How Can I Forget, number 41 in the United States Billboard charts from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring Motown songs that just missed top 40 status in the United States. We're coming up the third such song this hour, Glass Night in the Pips and I Wish It Would Rain, right here on Motown.
Ooh. Sunshine, blue sky, please go away. My love has found another and gone away. With him, with my future, my life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
Oh, I wish that
let it rain, rain,
rain.
So bad.
Baby,
Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
Reached number 10 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1970. That was their first top 40 song after Diana Ross had left the group, and the Supremes now consisted of lead singer Jane Terrell, Cindy Birdsong, and Mary Wilson. Well, before that, Rustic and Can You Hear the Music Playing didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1969, and Rustic was from Rochester, New York. And we started with Gladys Knight and the Pips and I Wish It Would Rain. The Temptations had a better hit with that song, but Gladys's version reached number 41 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1968. Well, this half hour, we'll feature three Motown songs that just missed top 40 status. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three just missed top 40. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.